Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Tuesday, September 29, 2020. Good to have you here. Greatly appreciate the support. Here are three big things you need to know. Number three, the clock running down for the start of the Big Ten football season. We're also getting the first reports of snow. A very strange year. Hopefully 2021 will be far better for all of us. Number two, Governor Whitmer wants Michigan residents to know that she, too, stands opposed to political games and power plays, and therefore she will not support the nomination of Amy Coney Barrett for any reason, but it's not political. Of course, Governor, thank you. And number one, Michigan's Attorney General Dana Nessel, who is also opposed to the glorious ACB, taking aim at the grassroots organization Unlock Michigan under the pretense that the more than 60,000 Michigan residents that helped collect an incredible 500,000-plus signatures to eliminate the 1945 Emergency Powers Act for the governor is doing so, also not for political reasons, by the way, that's what Nessel says, but to protect the integrity of the signature-gathering process. Of course. Yeah, a Michigan Attorney General, Dana Nessel, launching a criminal investigation into Unlock Michigan, but it's not political. The fact of the matter is, of course, it's political. Nessel's announcement came after some articles in the Detroit Free Press suggested there were questionable tactics employed by some of the signature collectors. But the truth of the matter is, there were only 340,000 signatures needed. More than 520,000 were collected. That's the estimate anyway. And a spattering of allegations should absolutely not derail the efforts of Michigan citizens to end the unfettered power of the governor at this time. Power so complete, she doesn't have to ask the legislature about anything, and she can put anything under the umbrella of it's an emergency. Back on September 22nd, the Free Press reported that during a September 4th Unlock Michigan training session for collectors of signatures that was secretly recorded by Keep Michigan Safe, a group that opposes any efforts to repeal the Emergency Powers of Governor Act of 1945. You know, so the opponents allegedly recorded this, which Whitmer is using as legal underpinning for emergency orders. The video apparently shows... Of course, there's no link to the video in any article I find from the Free Press. But they claim that Eric Tissinger, who was working for a California-based signature collection and processing company called In the Field, Inc., advising trainees about giving potential signers inaccurate information about the purpose of the petition, trespassing on private property, unlawfully leaving petitions in someone else's possession to collect signatures, and giving misleading testimony in a court deposition. Of course, there's nothing to back up any of that in the article. In August, the Free Press reported that another company involved in collecting signatures, Let the People Decide, they allege that company has a history of alleged bait-and-switch tactics and paid petition drives around the country in which people are given inaccurate descriptions of what the initiatives would do, and the company is headed by a man who has a criminal record for falsifying his voter registration. Must be a Democrat. Not clear whether the Michigan State Police would be involved in the investigation. Nessel cited the Detroit Free Press reports and alleged complaints from residents who alleged they were deceived by petition circulators. Please. You know what it sounds like to me? It sounds like to me those on the other side, those that work for groups like Keep Michigan Safe, may have intentionally tried to infiltrate these groups in an effort to do something improper themselves and then to allege that the group did it. I make that comment because I have been to a number of these signing booths, talk to a number of individuals. It's never been deceitful. In fact, I saw roadside stands at park and rides a couple of different times. It said, Unlock Michigan petition, sign here. Pretty straightforward. Unlock Michigan petition, sign here. And there were people standing in line at both times that I drove by those places. saw another woman walking around at a Trump parade saying, hey, I'm collecting signatures for Unlock Michigan. Lots of people assigned her petitions. Lots of people. I signed the petition. Nestle's announcement comes after calls for an investigation Friday from the allegedly nonpartisan League of Women Voters of Michigan, which is an incredibly partisan organization. It's one of those nonpartisan organizations that only sides with one side of the aisle. Ever. And Thursday, John Pirick, a top Michigan election attorney who endorsed Whitmer in 2018, also calling for an investigation. A spokesman for Unlock Michigan called the investigation a partisan political farce, which is to be expected from this partisan political attorney general. I agree. I completely agree with what's going on here. Fred Wizolik said he suspects the trainer caught on camera giving advice on unlawful tactics was an opposition plant. There it is. In fact, there's a rumor flying around, and I'll call it as such, that one of the opposition plants is the child of Dana Nessel's communications director. We'll see if that pans out, but that is a rumor being circulated that one of these plants, as I just told you this, is somebody whose parent works for Dana Nessel. Someone should investigate the conspiracy among Governor Whitmer's political operatives to stage this sham video, Wizolik said. Keep Michigan Safe spokesman Mark Fisk said that the allegations are false and absurd in an attempt to shift attention away from Unlock Michigan's conduct. Oh, crap. Listen, I watched lots of these petition signers, like I said. And what's being alleged here is absolute nonsense and garbage. They've collected more than 500,000 signatures. Expected to submit those signatures this week to the Michigan Secretary of State's office for verification. If the required signatures are submitted to the Republican-controlled legislature, it can then repeal the law without that action being subject to a veto from the governor. It's a power play, and that's why they don't like it. They're on the losing end of this, and that's why they don't like it. Michigan residents have spoken, and they know the Republican legislature will approve it. They're trying to drag their feet and stall until after Election Day in an attempt to stop this from happening. You should do everything in your power to stand up to this and fight back. By the way, stocks were up on Friday, down on Thursday, another bumpy ride. That's why I trust Craig Stiles and I trust Ameriprise. Trust your guy, like your guy. I do. Call Craig Stiles, 517-483-4893. 517-483-4893. Anywhere across Michigan or across the country. It's something different. Somebody you can believe in. 517-483-4893. We'll be right back.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. To say that we are in challenging times is an understatement. Employers and employees are struggling through no fault of their own. But in Michigan, we're tough and we're determined to get through this temporary situation. At the Michigan Chamber, we are working with policymakers at all levels of government to provide the necessary resources for business. We've assembled a coronavirus toolkit at michamber.com. We're providing factual information on unemployment benefits, financial relief resources, and guidance for employers and employees to stay safe. It's clear the business community is leading the way. They're protecting their employees, They're protecting their communities, and they're keeping Michigan economy strong. We'll get through this together. I'm Jim Holcomb from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com.